Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. All right, welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. Good to have you with us once again. BrianDOleary.com is where you go. You can sign up for that email list. We've got even tab I set up there. Just click on the O'Leary letter. And you can sign right up for our email list right there. Many other ways to do it. You could just email me, too, if you want to get on, not deal with all the clicking and stuff. But anyway, that's where we're at. Once again, BrianDOleary.com is where you go. And we're emailing a little more now. We normally email out these shows and the show notes we have, whatever I talk about and whatever goes into them. But I started this out, really, this podcast. Well, it started as podcast, went to an email list, and now it's back to a podcast and email list. So might as well do both. So we have good emails for you. And you can also go over to, which you can also find on BrianDOleary.com. You can click on over to Natural Order Podcasts, another podcast I do. Get me one more time a week over there and get on that email list too. So we got some fun stuff going on over there. We do it once a week, the podcast, and we just can't talk about everything. So we got the email list for you. So where does that leave us? Today, I want to talk about a little bit about internet marketing, digital marketing, affiliate marketing. Might be boring subject for some of you who aren't into it or don't know what it is. And this week, if you're on the email list, which once again, I suggest you do go over there and sign up, but been writing a little bit about affiliate marketing, and that's kind of how I got going in this whole thing to keep myself podcasting and keep myself writing is just the internet marketing stuff. So, you know, if you want, you know, it's an easy way to make a few bucks if you do it the right way. And then some people make a career out of the whole process. And I'm somewhere in the middle of it, I guess. What I'm doing, but either way. So I do it as a kind of way to keep the lights on around here. And the lights are getting a lot more expensive since I started doing this. So as with everything. But that being said, that's kind of what I do. But also what I've also picked up doing a bit more of is coaching. And I used to be a baseball coach. I really liked it. And I enjoyed not only getting to know the guys and being around the game of baseball, but just a kind of human interaction, helping people achieve their goals and all that stuff, and fellow coaches, all that stuff. Really enjoyed it, by and large, for the most part, or huge part. Loved it. But what I'm talking about now is a bit more of a like personal coaching, business coaching, and we've taken on a few people. But my goal here is to help people reach their own goals. And I believe I have a unique way of doing about that, going about that, just from my background in athletics and athletic coaching. And I'll, you know, spent a lot of time in the dugout and the field and all that stuff, learning about how to really, is my goal to connect with people. Cause you know, I did it primarily as a volunteer job. In my neighborhood schools, and there's something to be said for that. But in today's age, our time is valuable, and how we spend it is valuable. So if you learn how to spend your time a bit better, I think your career, your business efforts, all that stuff will be better off. Now, It's something I didn't particularly care to examine for a long time. And I'm finding that, you know, really in the last couple of years, there's so many things that I've found that I enjoy and that I'm good at that I never thought I would be before. It's like writing, you know, it's like, you write to get your point out, but well, people like reading what I have to say. People like hearing what I have to say. On these podcasts, they've grown way more than I imagine. I was just doing it to keep from going crazy. And I say the first thing of Well, why do you do this podcast? Well, I mean, first of all, it's therapy for me just to talk about things. But secondly, I want to, like I said earlier, I want to help people achieve their goals and see the world in a way that they can achieve their goals. And well, first of all, you got to have goals. So all this stuff we've talked about over the last couple of weeks on this program, I always say have a plan. And, you know, this weekend I had to, I didn't have to, I guess, but I did. I chose to just kind of reexamine my strategy, what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and then implement the tactics that I need for these strategies to succeed. Now, I'm not huge on gimmicks. I believe in doing the work. Same thing goes with, you know, coaching ball. I'm not a huge believer in gimmick plays. There's a time and place for them when you can get a quick out or a quick run when you really need to, or, you know, if it's in basketball, get a quick bucket off an inbound play or whatever, the kind of gimmicky things they don't see very often. But, you know, you start doing too much of the gimmick stuff and people catch on. So I really want to stay away from gimmicks, and I just want to write good stuff, talk about good stuff, and let the chips fall where they may. You know, it might not be for everybody. And I've said that from the beginning. This show certainly isn't for everyone. I mean, some of my own friends and my own family, they don't even like it. They don't like what I have to say. So, but that show's not for them. We can, I mean, hopefully other shows in the future, I can accommodate other viewpoints. But as for this program, I just want to reiterate that the more you think about my ideas, the more you will agree. And that means you got to listen more to the show, read more of what I have to say and the emails and so forth. But that's just a shameless plug for what I do. Last week, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, talked about O'Leary's first law, my number one law. I haven't exactly come up with the rest of them yet, but something I've been thinking about for a long time is that nice is not a virtue. That is O'Leary's law number one. Nice is not a virtue. And I came across a quote a while back, and then I was looking over at my notes, and well, here goes. The only true source of politeness is consideration, that vigilant moral sense which never loses sight of the rights, the claims, and the sensibilities of others. This is the one quality over all others necessary to make a gentleman. And that was by William Gilmore Sims. Anyway, so I thought that was good. Politeness, becoming of a gentleman, virtuous, nice, too abstract of a concept. You can be nice, but I talked about that a lot last week. So go back and check out that episode or the show notes. And we got all those show notes on our Substack page. You can just click through there. We got it right on the front page of briandeoleary.com, or you can click through and find that. So where's that put us, I guess? Well, I don't know exactly. I just think that there's no need to be, like I said, nice. That's just a weird concept to me. Polite is a much better idea. It'd be much nicer to have a society filled with gentlemen and ladies than whatever it's devolved into today. Now, I don't know everything. I certainly don't. And I don't claim to. And I hope it doesn't come off that way. But what I am offering, however, you go to O'LearyandCompany.com, and we have a bit on our coaching services, personal, business, whatever. Go over there. You can book a time to talk with me or somebody else. And we just want to make the world a better place. And I think we got to have systems in place. And our system here is having our podcasts, our emails, our coaching. Get people on, like I've said in the last podcast, we want people on our team. And I want to be on your team if you're on board. And it's a struggle to keep up, to be vigilant, like William Gilmore Sims said. You read that again. That vigilant moral sense which never loses sight of the rights, the claims, and the sensibilities of others. Politeness. So if we're polite, we can take over this culture once again. And it starts slowly, starts locally, starts at the small grassroots level, I guess. And I don't know, you know, we live in this large polity and it's just getting crazier every day. But I talked about being a realist also a while back, one of the recent shows, and how being a realist is much different than being a pessimist or an optimist. You just deal with what you got in front of you. And I think have got a lot of bad hands dealt to us. Well, what do you do? Like if you're playing cards, well, I'm not a big poker player. I used to be, but not anymore. Or whatever, any card game, frankly, doesn't matter. You got a bad hand. And there's what can you do with a bad hand? Like in blackjack, often you can just surrender and start all over again. And you get too many 15s and 16s against an ace showing. It's oftentimes what you got to do, basic strategy. But you got to follow the basic strategy, I guess. And if you use that surrender, getting back to my point earlier, if you use the surrender as a tactic, it's not going to work. Just like if you double down on a 19, that's a tactic. It might work occasionally. You might make oodles of money one time, but over the course of your time playing blackjack, you're going to go bust way more often and you're going to lose everything because it's stupid. That's just dumb. It's just something dumb to do. And dumb things sometimes work out. But if you're a realist and have a good strategy in front of you, I think things work out ultimately. And I play the long game, sometimes a little too long for the liking of a lot of folks. But I believe in what I'm doing, and I don't believe in what a lot of what the culture is pushing on us these days. Now, I grew up in a culture where I didn't second guess it whatsoever. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my time as a youth. And, you know, there's certainly always things that could have been better. But by and large, grew up mostly in the 1980s, which was pretty pleasant, frankly. And, you know, I didn't know everything probably that was going on in my life, family's life and whatever, but whatever, it was a pleasant time. Now, like I struggle, you know, with children of my own now and what in the world they're exposed to. And I was talking about it last night, and a lot of kids are relatively happy. And I don't doubt that, but, again, going back to a few weeks ago, I think we talked about the pursuit of happiness as being one of the rights we're supposed to have as Americans. I don't even believe that. It took me a long time to even consider the thought, but I don't believe that is a inherent right of human beings. I mean, it's an awful nice side effect, but it comes at a cost. It's a principle, I guess, but I don't believe it's a given right to pursue happiness. It's just so vague and so abstract if you really think about it. But if you are polite, like we talked about earlier, that is virtuous. Politeness can lead to virtue, or a side effect of virtue. And I think we need more virtuous people in this society, but we're not even taught the basic virtues, most of us, growing up. I mean, it wasn't until I might have been in high school, but certainly wasn't till college until I realized that, there's a systematic way of thinking about things like this. The virtues, ancient, they go back thousands of years. People have certainly thought about these things for a long time. And so anyway, a long way of saying that's what we're trying to do here for all you folks. And I just want to be on the team. Like I've said in the past, I just want to be on the team. If somebody else wants to be the Michael Jordan, I'll certainly be the Scottie Pippen or even the Bill Wennington in the whole situation, waving the towel around, encouraging my teammates, because there's certainly better people out there in the culture than me. But well, Bill Wennington played a role. He played a great role on that St. John's Final Four team, if I recall, back, oh gosh, dating myself now, 1985, I want to say. But in the 90s on those Chicago Bulls teams, integral part still, even though, you know, you see him waving the towel a lot, encouraging his teammates. Man, but what a good guy to have on your team. Really solid teammate But there's a lot of those folks that make athletics what it is. And so oftentimes your best teammates aren't necessarily the best players. And that's what I've learned that quite a bit in my playing days and coaching days. The best teammates aren't often the ones that are the best on the field, and vice versa. If they are the best and the best teammates, man, that's awesome. But oftentimes it takes, I don't know what it is, but we need more of those people, the role players in society. And I'll just give a quick shout out before I have to go about one of my favorite podcasts, the Moonlight Graham Show. They're entirely devoted to role players. That is their entire concept of a podcast. And it's mostly sports, but role players in life too. And I highly recommend, I've recommended in the past, but I highly recommend going back into the archives. I think they might be on hiatus now, but it's a good time to go check out some of their work, Moonlight Graham Show. And I don't know, just came to mind. So I'd like to give those guys a shout out. And they encourage me to get out podcasting too. So because they're just encouraging the good, the wholesome parts of life. And I think we need more of that and less shouting down of people. There's time and place for it for sure. And I like doing it in written word a lot more than I do in the spoken word. As you probably can tell, my tone on the page can be a little more biting than it can here. But I prefer to be polite, like our friend William Gilmore Sims was talking about. But with that, it's time to go. We'll see you next time on the Brian D. O'Leary Show. Check out briandoleary.com for more, and talk to you later, folks. Bye-bye.